Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I'm telling you, when you think about these prophetic words, so many encouraging words we've been talking about, revival coming to America, third great awakening, almost every program we end it with asking God, dear Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. Well, what the Lord had shown me and several others, an apostle Isaiah Kadari came all the way from Nigeria, and he hasn't been around the American media, he hasn't heard what's going on, and God showed him specifically some of the things that he had shown me and others as well, but me, I knew that for sure, about what was going to be happening, a great revival taking place on the Gulf Coast that's going to touch the nations and touch the world. You know, Brownsville Revival at Pensacola, Florida, that took place, started Father's Day in 1995, touched the world, but this is going to be even greater than that. As a matter of fact, this is Apostle Isaiah Kadari at Morningstar sharing about that prophetic dream. Take a look.
What an amazing moment in history of what God is set to do in this end time. I am Isaiah Kadari from Nigeria, West Africa. I receive a word from the Lord about the great awakening revival of God that is about to hit the United States. And God opened my eyes in the realm of the spirit, and I could see on the bay of Alabama that a mighty spinning wind was right on top of the bay. And in few seconds, the wind splitted into four. And one went northward, southward, eastward, and westward. It was ripping through the land, and God told me that's the wind of the end time revival. As you can see in the book of Haggai, chapter 2 and in verse 6, God says, "For thus says the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land." And the Bible says, "And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts." There's going to be a shaking. And that shaking is a mighty wind of revival that is going to rip through the land of America and then to the part of the world. The church is getting ready now for this revival. And I can tell you, Jesus said, the harvest is plenty and the laborers are few. Right now, there is a discipleship training going on, preparing the soldiers and the armies of the Lord to go through the land with the gospel of fire and bring signs and wonders to our generation through the mighty move of the Holy Spirit that is getting ready to happen. United States of America and brothers and sisters all over the world, get ready. The end time revival is going to be greater than the Azusa Street Revival.
Azusa Street Revival. You know, I was on a sabbatical and I was spending some time with the Lord, and the Lord spoke to me on the way to that sabbatical and showed me that Azusa Street, the place I was staying at, had the numbers on the address that lined up with the year of Azusa Street, and God began to speak to me about it. But while I was there, out of the middle of nowhere, I was in America, and an African pastor calls me up and begins to prophesy to me what America needs is another Azusa Street. And now you're hearing Apostle Isaiah Kadari hearing the same word. And so all these things that are happening, this basically like the tilling of the soil of the earth, and nations are being shaken, kingdoms are being shaken, different things are taking place, but God is preparing for an end time harvest, a great harvest that I hear is going to come in rapidly. It makes me think of Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, how God gave him a word literally about this very thing. Let's look at it now.
This is the year of the wind. This year will be very unusual on many levels. As a matter of fact, a phrase will be repeated over and over on the lips of many nations. You will hear it said, "I have never seen anything like this before." There will be a great stir among the peoples of the nations. Seemingly nothing will remain normal any longer. This will not just be an American phenomenon, but it will touch all the continents. The Lord shall rise up and make himself known. The forgotten shall shout for joy. The heathen will see a great light. Unbelievers will take another look. Experts will be stumped. Nations shall be shaken, but kingdoms will be jolted.
It's like the Lord is setting the whole world up for an end time harvest. It's so encouraging to be able to see what's taking place. The Lord showed me, you know, nations coming to the Gulf Coast. He showed me different nations coming, people coming to be able to serve. He showed me angels going out to be able to begin to gather people who have revival in their heart, bringing them together for what he's about to do. And so you're seeing these nations shaking, these kingdoms shaking, all these different things going on. I mean, God is just, he says, he teaches the world righteousness by shaking the earth. You're seeing that shaking of the earth taking place. We're seeing these strong winds coming to the Gulf. I mean, literally the bay that he called, he saw the wind over, that's called the Bay of the Holy Spirit in Mobile, Alabama. And that's where Apostle Kadari, you know, saw that taking place. And you hear what the Lord told Pastor John Kilpatrick, a church of his presence. And we're seeing these things taking place. Even President Trump, God placed him in the place that he placed him. When you heard the word from Kim Clement on a previous program, how God has put that in place. But listen to why he put him in place. This is Pastor John Kilpatrick explaining what God is doing. Take a look.
I was riding along the highway last Thursday evening. I was engaged in a conversation by cell phone with my administrator regarding budget matters. As I was listening to her answer a question, I heard Holy Spirit interrupt me and said, "How do you spell Truman?" I thought for a moment, and I said, T-R-U-M-A-N. He then said, "How do you spell Trump?" And I said, T-R-U-M-P. I immediately made the connection. He proceeded to ask me, "Who did President Truman lean on to help get the Jews back to the Holy Land?" I said, "General Eisenhower." The Lord said to me, "I have raised up Trump, and I am also giving him generals to help defend my people, the Jews, to keep them in their homes." What was will be again. He then asked me, "How do you spell truth?" I said, T-R-U-T-H. The Lord said, "He's changing the appetites of people. Instead of the public now rejoicing in rumors, they will now become excited to hear the truth again. They will develop a love for the truth and reject the lies as well as the liars. This will not be true of everyone in every place, but a shift has already happened. Truth had fallen in the streets, but I tell you, I'm lifting it up again, and it shall cause great rejoicing. I, the Lord, have done this by my own power, by my right arm of might, and by my justice." Give God praise. Hallelujah.
This is so exciting to see these things come to pass. And we're watching, you know, God set President Trump in the place that he set him. He spoke to Apostle Isaiah Kadari. He spoke to me. He spoke to others. What he's putting together. When we get back from this break, we're going to continue our conversation about this coming move of God. It's going to be so powerful. It's going to touch the north, the south, the east, and the west. And God is gathering people that have revival in their hearts. But we were talking about revival and what God is doing and the four winds and, you know, when you heard Apostle Isaiah Kadari talk about the winds will be ripping across America, and we're seeing winds.
Gives you a whole new paradigm of the word ripping when you look at Hurricane Harvey.
And you hear the prophetic word by Pastor John Kilpatrick, and hearing in fact that nations are going to be shaken. And the liars, people are going to be hungry for truth, and the lies will, they won't be hungry for lies anymore. They'll be hungry for the truth, and they won't accept the liars. That's exciting because there's so many. I don't know if we get a chance to talk about the smear book that's coming out, but the fact is, there's so many lies being told. It's just amazing. And you want lies can actually mislead you.
Mm-hmm.
And it matters who you're following. I mean, Jesus says those who follow my teachings, who know my teachings and follow them are really my disciples. So it's about who are you following. It's very important. That's why the enemy comes in and lies and tries to mislead someone. Yeah. Well, I think about what the Lord has been saying in regards to America being ablaze.
Yes, with his glory.
With his glory, and that it's not over for America.
Yeah.
And God has plans in store. I think about John Paul Jackson when, you know, the question he asked when God was showing him these accelerations of different things happening to America, like minimum force necessary to get to a point. And that point is, we're going to repent. We're going to turn back to God.
He said, my people will cry out to me. And it'll get darker until they do. And it's just like, it's all about God drawing his people back to him.
Right, right. And it seems like quite often, you know, it's like small force and it's like, you know, for a little while, people, you know, turn back to God, but then they go back to the things again, and then it gets a little heavier for us. And it's like, this is serious what's happening right now. If you missed our previous program, you've got to be able to hear it about North Korea and how the Lord showed
Rick Wiles,
how a city being bombed in America by a nuclear weapon, a prophetic word by Dmitry Dudeman, literally about Russia's president, China's president, and things that are going on. You got to hear. I mean, we're in some very interesting times right now.
Yes.
And wars, you know, people tell us about war, that they've been through war, but not everybody survives war.
Mm-mm.
And so, you know, you're not guaranteed to make it through something, so you want to definitely be ready. But I think about America. You know, God hasn't given up on America. I think about what the Lord showed Pastor John Kilpatrick about America. Let's take a look at that now.
I talked to her, and she said, I just left Seattle. And she said, I was in a meeting in Seattle, Pastor. She said, I know I never met you, but I've been going here a long time. I said, yeah, I know that. She said, I just left a meeting in Seattle. And she said, Dr. Cho was the speaker. And she said, I heard him say in Seattle that the Lord told him, he said, I'm about to pour out my spirit in America. And he said, well, Lord, I said, are you through with America? Are you through with America? It looks like that, you know, everything's just going haywire. Are you through with America? And God said, oh, no. He said, I'm not through with America. He said, I'm about to pour out my spirit there. He said, as a matter of fact, get your atlas out of your attaché case. And he got his atlas out, opened it up, and the Lord said, point, and it landed right on the dot of Pensacola. And the Lord spoke to Joe and said, I'm going to pour out my spirit first here like a match head. It'll burn like a match head, bright, and it'll be powerful. And he said, then it will go over to the Mississippi River, and it'll back up across Florida again, come down into the peninsula of Florida, go up the east coast, down through the west and the southwest, and shoot out to the northwest. And before my coming, all of America will be ablaze with the glory of God.
That's so important. Before my coming, all of America will be ablaze with the glory of God.
Yes.
That's a sign of his coming.
That's it, the last day harvest.
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's very encouraging. But I want to encourage you, you want to be a part of that. Maybe you have revival in your heart. You know, you just want to see things. You know, if you've been in revival, once you're stretched, you can never go back.
Yeah.
But you want to see that happen more, right? And then you're hanging around folks who love God, and they're just kind of not, they don't have revival in their heart.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's people that God is gathering. God showed me this very specifically. He literally has angels going out to gather people in groups of Christians. So they're all Christians. Mm-hmm. Everybody's saved in that. But there's people in that group that has revival in their heart.
Yeah.
And he showed me just pulling this one out and pulling that one out, and he was gathering them. Then all of a sudden, we were walking like an army, but not really an army, but a whole huge,
intense unity
team walking into this huge place where all these people were sitting ready to hear the word of God for the first time and the message of God. And we were going into work. We weren't going in to sit on the front row and just clap for the songs. And because if you're already saved, you don't need to get saved again. Yeah. You need to help other people know.
You understand the
Lord.
The intensity of it and the continual labor that it takes for others to have to encounter the Lord in those needed times.
Yeah, yeah. I remember, you know, Father's Day 1995, you know, when this prophetic word about starting in Pensacola, and we were kind of caught by surprise, you know, with what God was doing. All we prayed and that type of thing, and we sought the Lord, and Pastor John Kilpatrick was leading us at that time, and suddenly on Father's Day 1995, when Steve Hill was preaching that morning, he was preaching about the wonders of the Lord, and it was Father's Day, and we were in the traditional mode, and you know, we had no idea what was going to happen. Steve kept on saying like, you gotta wait, I'm gonna pray for you. And you know, we're like, yeah, you know, whatever, okay, good. It was Father's Day, everybody's probably thinking about going to get lunch or something. And so then all of a sudden he begins to pray, you know, and we weren't used to what happened. And what happened was, is he began to just barely touch somebody on their head and just said, "More, Lord." The power of God just fell and touched that person. By their surprise, they had no idea this was going to happen. And all of a sudden, he prayed for another one and another one and another one. And then all of a sudden, just the presence of God, everybody's instantly, faith was up. And everybody's like, "This is God, right?" And so, you know, Pastor Kilpatrick comes off the stage, and then because Steve said, "Come on, help me out, Pastor." He's like, "Great," you know, because he still, we don't know yet that that's going to be taking place. And so he's behind Steve, and he was going through a real difficult time. He lost his mother at that time, and some other things were going on. And thank God he held fast and dealt with us, you know. Mm-hmm. So then he puts his hand on the back of Steve, you know, and he's like, you know, bless him, Lord, or whatever it was. He's praying for folks. And all of a sudden, like a river comes through.
It's just getting real wobbly.
No, it's a river. It's just like water. It's like water is coming into the auditorium where we're at, low water, and it turns your joints to like mush. Your joints don't work that well. And all of a sudden, he starts crying. He just yells out. He says, "Listen, this is God. Get in. And so Tony tries to bring him back up because he can hardly stand now. And this is, you have to understand, you know, Pastor John Kilpatrick he's like the executive. Yeah. He's always in
very
order.
Very controlled.
Well, just not just a control, but just a leader.
Yes.
And this was, God was totally taking over leadership at this one point. So Tony starts to bring him back up to walk him to a chair, and he can't even make it up past the steps, and he just falls out and hits under the glory of God just right there on the stage. And everybody, I mean, God just begins to move, and it's powerful, and our brains are just like, what's going on here, you know? And I remember when Steve laid hands on me and he prayed for me, he just barely touched my head, but it's like the power of God just came in like a train and just went boosh and literally just knocked me off my feet, and I went backwards and I'm on the floor, and it's just like I felt nothing but good, the glory of God in the river of God and the power of God. And God just interrupted religion, you know, men's religion.
Praise
and
God.
All that kind of stuff. You know, can you talk to me one more time? We need God, brother. We need God. And something about the presence of God that can change everything on a dime.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk more about this. We get back from the break. We're not going to talk about the other thing. We're going to talk about this because this is on my heart, and I want to be able to kind of encourage you because this is the coming move of God. Yeah. It's going to be multiplied. You know, it's going to be so big. It's not going to be able to fit in a building, but it's going to be in buildings as well. And the nations are going to move. They're going to come. They're going to get touched, and they're going to go back to their nations and just spread it like fire. A billion soul harvest is going to be coming in. You know, prophesied about. We'll be talking more about that. But first, we have this offer for you. Listen, God is the Father. The reason why He would move like that, the reason why He wants to save you and save me, is because He loves us. He loves you. He's a father. He has good things in store for his children. But if we don't see him as a father, if you had a bad role model as a father, you don't understand him as father, he is father. He loves you. He has a deep passion for your heart. Think about it. Of all the things he could have done, it was Father's Day 1995 when he poured out his spirit and just took us by a loving surprise. And one particular father, I think they're like a father of 15 children, by the way. Mm-hmm. But he literally saw angels coming in with buckets and stood at the back doors and just pouring the glory out over people. Wow. And just powerful things. Another particular vision was seeing where angels were literally like in an administrative office sending out dispatches all around the world to be able to bring people in because people came from everywhere. But we are talking about this move of God, this powerful move of God that's coming to the earth.
Yes.
And you can literally see the earth shaking right now.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's almost like a birthing in regards to where the contractions get closer and closer and closer. We're just seeing just so many things happen so quickly, you can't keep up with. I remember we weren't pregnant, Donna was pregnant, and we were having our children, you know, that as things got closer, we would measure how close the baby was in coming based on the contractions that was taking place.
Yes.
But the pain increases. Mm-hmm. The pain increases, and the last thing you're thinking about, all of a sudden you lose your vision of this having this child necessarily at that point. You're just thinking, I need to get through this pressure. Because one thing about contractions is pressure happens.
Yeah.
The lady's womb is just like a football. It's just squeezing that baby hard because it's going to press the baby out into the earth. And literally, it's almost like the earth is going through contractions. you know, for this move of God. And Pensacola went through big contractions right before, you know, revival took place in Father's Day of 1995. Yeah. Well, this is a whole, you know, it's a billion soul harvest. That's 1/7 of the world's population. Obviously, the whole world
is shaking.
And which means everybody's heart is getting ripe, you know, ripe for turning to the Lord.
And it's amazing because that's the very same analogy that Jesus uses in Matthew by saying the fact that just like as a mother is in labor, and it's just like you're seeing, like you're saying, you're seeing the earth go through labor pains. And it's just, at first you had World War I and World War II just decades apart, and now it's just like, wait, when was the last one? Last week? And it's just like they're getting that close.
It's coming so quickly. Yes. And he said these things will happen. You know, Jesus said in Matthew 24, I believe it is, he said, these things will happen. He said, don't worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just look up. Your redemption draws near.
That's it.
And you know, so often we're thinking about revival or a great awakening, and you think about the return of the Lord. From what we're understanding, you know, nobody knows the day or the time, not even Jesus, when the Father's going to say now.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be any moment. But it's happening so quickly that some of the words are that this harvest will happen, and then instantly God will just take away his church in the harvest.
Yeah.
I'm in a billion soul harvest. Yeah. And it can happen today because you can make one mistake today and it's around the world in 5 seconds.
Right.
So we can see how quickly things can spread. I mean, as a matter of fact, VFN TV today, if we would have had VFN TV during Brownsville Revival, because we were trying to get it out, you know, Steve Hill got a spotlight, this big, huge spotlight, and he had it going up in the air. He was trying to get, you know, traditional churchgoers to go out and tell somebody about the Lord, and it was he was struggling, just kind of stuck in a, he's like, they gotta tell them. He created these little packets with big old VCR tapes, because we were sending VCR tapes around the world,
right,
broadcasting on Daystar and a couple other, he's trying to get it out. But today, it's so much easier to be able to get the word out.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can see how quickly, and people are really hungry for the real thing.
Yeah.
The real thing. People want God. One thing, you know, think about, when God began to move in Lakeland, you know, through Todd, what God was doing in Todd, with through Todd Bentley, Lakeland, you know, and what happens, people's faith just cranked up. People had a great expectancy. It wasn't Todd, it's God. God's moving, and God's responding to, like the woman with the issue of blood. You had all these people around Jesus, even the disciples, but she was hungry for God. She was hungry.
Right.
She was rejected by the law. She shouldn't be where she was. But she had an issue, was going, for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
She used all the money, used all the doctors, went everywhere, and
she had faith.
She had faith.
Just to reach out and
she was
just
desperate.
Touch
she was
Jesus.
Desperate. Yeah. She wanted, you gotta get hungry for God.
Well, you gotta get to that place when you understand that religion is not going to fill anything, and that desperation, you're just like, I just want Jesus.
Yeah, religion
that
is worse than what you had before you knew God. You want relationship with God and his presence. There's nothing like his presence. There's the reason why Pastor John Kilpatrick's church in Alabama is entitled Church of His Presence, because that's all we want. We just want the presence of God.
You know, and as I think about, like you're saying, how God has positioned us with VFN TV to be able to speak right now to the nations, I think about the prophetic word that the Lord gave to Bob Jones years ago by saying the fact that I see people holding televisions in their hand. And years ago, it's just like, this doesn't make sense, but it's just like, like you're saying, God understands the times and the seasons. He sees all of generations. He's outside of time.
Right.
But God knew exactly what generation that you were going to be a part of. And he says, I want you to be on the earth right now. And it's just like, if you're listening to this, if you're watching to this, God knew. And it's just like, he wants you to be a part of that. It's so exciting.
Exactly. And so you think about where we were then in regards to technology. And, you know, and now today, we are reaching right now because of you standing with us and our VFN television audience, you know, our whole tribe that's out there, is reaching all 196 countries.
Amazing.
And 7 territories.
Yeah.
You know, give a big shout out to Denver. We're excited about Denver, Colorado, and Cheyenne, Wyoming. We're glad to have you guys on, but also across the Gulf Coast, you know, and all the things that God's doing across the world. And he's getting things set up. He's training us all. And if you haven't yet made the decision to follow the Lord, now you need to. If you haven't, if you turn to a rut, a religious rut, you used to have this relationship with God and you were passionate for him, you just kind of set that aside and you're kind of doing some religious ritual type stuff and paying your penance or whatever just to keep going. Listen, if you return to your first love, I think about the Church of Ephesus when he says he was very upset with us if we had left our first love, because it's all about a personal relationship with him. He said, just repent, turn to your first love. And one way you can do that is through a personal abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. Yes. You know, we have, you know, a lot of people want, they really want to say, yeah, I want to be able to have this relationship with God. I want to be able to spend some time with Him. I want to, well, everybody talks about, but I just don't have a plan.
Mm-hmm. How do I begin?
Yeah.
Well, what do you do?
It's a plan. So we're kind of, we have a plan for you. We have a free plan for you. Is it iabide.org, iabide.org. You can go there right now online and you can request the simple abiding plan. It's amazing. People are signing up from Johannesburg, Africa, Australia, all around the world, all across America. And they're signing up for what? To get a personal abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. It's not as complicated.
Yes.
As religion has made it out to be.
You can hear the voice of God.
Yeah.
Speak to Him. And it's just like, that's the simplicity. That's the relationship He wants.
Right.
It's not as hard, but it's also not as just commonplace. It's like, God wants you to hear His voice.
It's all about that. It's not like, yes, I'll slide God in.
Yes.
By the way, He's the creator of all things. He holds all things together. And by Him, we exist. And so He's right here with us. He's just waiting for us to acknowledge Him.
Yeah.
You think about that. And so you can do that by abiding with Him. Because Jesus said to John, the Gospel of John chapter 15, He said, apart from abiding in Me, that you really can do nothing. But it's not like, oh, I got to go abide. It's like, you were created to abide. You were created for His presence. So you get your simple free plan at iabide.org. Request it online, and it'll be sent to you immediately in your email. And now if you want one physically, you know, call us on the number. You see that on your screen, or write to us. And we will get that to you. It's important to begin that abiding relationship, because you can be one of the ones that God's gathering up to be a part of this end time harvest. Think about how powerful that is.
Yes.
Because everybody, it's different season. One man waters, one man plants, but you know, it's God that causes things to grow. So when He begins to move, it's everybody's work. People that prayed for years and harvested for years and worked for years, and it's just like being a part of this great harvest coming in.
Yes.
But part of this end time harvest, you know, is about young people. You know, God's showing us young people, and God uses young people. There's no such thing as a baby Holy Spirit and a grown-up Holy Spirit. It's just becoming aware, you know, of the Holy Spirit and how He moves. But I remember this young girl at Brownsville Revival, at Brownsville Assembly of God, when, you know, Pastor John Kilpatrick was interviewing her, and the presence of God just dropped so much, he falls to his knee. He literally just bent over, really. He just bent over, and I call them like holy crunches. It's kind of strange. But so when the presence of God starts to hit you, it's just different things. It all depends. You know, if you give somebody $1,000, they're pumped, excited, and telling all their friends. You give another man $1,000, like, should have been two. You know, it depends how people receive things. But it's something about our body. Our body's electric.
Electric,
you know?
Fires. And it's just like, if God touches you, you have no way of controlling what your body's going to do.
Right. And so you have these neurons firing off, and you have, that's how everything moves in your body. Mm-hmm. Well, you think about God. He has this consuming fire. He has this huge electrical storm, you know, whatever it is. Right? But the power of God just touches you and causes you sometimes to literally feel like you're doing a sit-up, a crunch. Mm-hmm. Man, we was in some good shape back then. But look, he's interviewing a young girl right here, and she's sharing about the reality of what's going to happen when we die, that we got to let people know about Jesus. This is not about religion or church. This is about an eternity with God or away from God. As a matter of fact, this is at the Brownsville Revival when Pastor John Kilpatrick is interviewing this young girl who God showed her a vision of people falling off into hell. Let's go there.
What would you say to other children that's here tonight? What would you say to them about the revival?
To listen to God when He talks to you, so you can tell people what He's saying to you.
One of the first things that happened at the Brownsville Revival is the children, you know, began to be touched in a powerful way. It was amazing to watch the children touch. I remember my daughter Amber being touched, and it was so powerful. I'll tell you about that when we get back for this break. A couple things I want to share with you, testimonies. And this is to build your faith and encourage you, you know, what to expect. Expect God just to take over, and you're going to love it. You know, you're going to love it. It's just nothing like, you know, God messing your plans up for His plans. We're talking about revival and the coming revival. The Apostle Isaiah Kaderi, you know, saw some of the revival that we're talking about. We had that in the early part of the program. We're sharing some testimonies about the Brownsville Revival, happened in Pensacola, Florida, and some of the things about, I think about Art Thomas, we had the awakening, healing on the Gulf Coast, and, you know, Art came and began to share about, you know, how important it is to testimonies are very, very important. And we have several programs where we've talked about it on the radio, we've talked about it on television, but it's encouraging for you to hear this over and over again. As a matter of fact, when, you know, a hunger is the key.
Yes.
I mean, people have to be hungry, you know, have a desire.
Yes.
God doesn't force himself on anyone.
Are you still hungry?
You got to have hunger. Yeah. You got to have hunger. And somebody says, well, I'll go minister here and I'll go minister there. Why? Because they're going to give me money. You don't want to go because of money. You want to go because people are hungry for God. You want to see a
big
move
difference.
Of God. They don't want to see a move of you, right? And so one way to do that is to share testimonies. And Steve, you were talking about that particular vision or dream that was given to the lady. Talk about that again.
Yeah, I remember having a conversation with a lady that was telling us.
You were on a prayer walk. Yeah, right.
We were on a prayer walk in Brownsville, and she was telling
us. Brownsville, Pensacola.
In Pensacola, in vicinity of where, like what you were saying, what broke out on Father's Day of 1995, of what was shared even before revival. And she said there was a vision that a lady had, and she was praying. And in this vision, she saw a whole bunch of ambulances lined up. And then she peeked inside one of the ambulances, and it was an angel giving CPR to a believer. And all the angels are going back and forth saying, do you have a heartbeat? Do you have a heartbeat? And then all of a sudden, one of the angels sticks his head out of the ambulance, and he says, I got a heartbeat. And he's all excited.
Right.
So the other angels stick their head out of the ambulance and they say, What did you do? And he says, Tell them stories about revival. And it's just like that in itself lifts the faith of the intercessors and the believers to just say, It can happen.
Right.
And like you're saying, just that hunger, and it's just like that fire of revival that all it takes is a spark, and you let you know you've got a huge bonfire going on in someone's heart.
So when God is telling us about what he's going to do, and he's showing us, then we need to expect that.
Yes.
The kingdom of God is not out there. It's not out there. The kingdom of God is within you.
Yes.
And so when a move of God happens, it's when all of a sudden the kingdom that's inside of you begins to come out of you and expands. So it's when you believe. Mm-hmm. You know, it's when you begin to say, you know, God can do this. And it's like God's not really waiting on God. God's waiting on us.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, you know, and when you get on and miracles and all these things need to happen on the cutting edge of evangelism, you don't need to show up to a whole bunch of believers who just basically are singing to each other and dancing with each other and preaching to each other. And it's like they're all healed. They're saying, but if you go out on the cutting edge, and God can heal anywhere. He's all about healing you.
Go talk to somebody
for healing.
Go talk to somebody who's never heard about Jesus before.
Yeah. And he says he will back up his word. Yes. You know, with signs following, you know, when you talk to those people about God, quite often, you know, Steve are frustrated because they're talking to people who think they already know everything about God, and they don't, they aren't open to learn anymore. Their expectancy is like canned somewhere. They don't have any expectancy. There's no hunger. The hunger they have is for the pot roast. It's on some time thing, waiting for the minister to finish his message or her message so they can get home and eat their flesh can eat.
Yeah.
But there's something about, you know, when God began to move at Brownsville, it was 7 days a week. 7 days a week. We stayed at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning. We would go to Shoney's or something like that at night or morning time and eat breakfast. And we're still, God was just moving so powerfully. I remember going to work and literally it's like just walking in the zone, and you didn't want to hear noise. You didn't want to hear music. You didn't hear nothing. You're just with God. And it's just amazing. And I'm going to tell you something. God has designed you to be in his presence, and all this religion and things that people do and all these people running after money and all that kind of stuff. Listen, there's nothing like the presence of God. You were designed for his presence, and it's like you get in this place and it's like nothing bothers you. Nothing bothers you. During the times when God was moving like that, we'd go to bed at night and Don and I would literally lay down in bed, and we'd be in the same place we were when we laid down. We were so peaceful. It's like a log. We just lay down there. The glory of God was over us. You didn't want to hear noise. You don't want to hear sound. You don't hear radio, television, that kind of thing. You don't hear nothing. People just chattering. You just want to hear silence. You drove down the road with just silence and hearing God. If you heard anything, we listened to some vineyard and worship that was going on because it reminded us of what God is doing. I remember that, you know, every day we would come to gather together at the revival. We would work And people were coming from all around the world. And people want God. They just don't want religion. But they want God. Yeah. And God wants you. So I want to encourage you with these testimonies that we've shared today. And you're hearing what God's going to do and how he's preparing, or watching the earth begin to shake. You know, if you missed our last program, you need to listen to it, because it's about North Korea, Russia, and China, and America, and how they have made a covenant to come against America. And we got to pray that doesn't happen. But the whole earth is shaking right now. It's amazing what's taking place across the earth. But understand, he says he shakes the earth to teach it righteousness. And you can shake a billion soul harvest loose when all of a sudden your job don't work for you anymore, your ability to talk to people don't work no more, and all of a sudden it's like, all you just look up.
Mm-hmm.
When you're on your back, you ain't got nowhere else to look. To look up.
That's true.
And it's so cool. It's like you can finally shut down your mind, because so many people like to live it in their mind. And God's not in your mind. As a matter of fact, this is what he says. He says, you take your thoughts and force them to be in compliance to the word of God, to Christ. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people are just thinking too much instead of just being. So one of the ways we pray for people, you know, Don and I are one of the first folks, you know, helping interview some people for the prayer team, because so many people pray. But to tell people, you know, don't do all this stuff over folks. Just allow God to be God. And when you pray for them, just slightly touch them and just ask God for more of his presence. More of your presence, Lord. More of you. And these people, they would just receive, and God would just, whatever they need, God would just meet them. And the presence of the Lord. I remember one particular time, I know we got to go, but we were getting healed really at that time, because we always like to say that was when we got saved, right? But we would just lay in that river of God, and God's river would just, his presence would just kind of go over us. And I was laying there one night on the carpet, which is wild. And all of a sudden, I just felt the oil of God, the warm oil of God just begin to just flow over me. And it started at my ears and my head, and just started just coming down and literally being anointed by this oil, this warm, awesome oil of God's glory. And there's nothing like his weighty presence. So I want to encourage you. Hopefully we inspired you. You know, there's so much more at VFNTV.com about testimonies, about revival. But expect him to move. Don't be focused on all these, you know, bad news and wrong perspective and worldly perspective of what's going on. God is shaking the earth. Like, you know, Pastor Kilpatrick said in that word, God gave President Trump the office. He's given him generals to protect Israel. That Young Yi Cho talked about the move of God, that it's going to start at Pensacola. It's going to go to the Mississippi. It's going to come back, you know, from Daphne, up Florida again, and come back up the East Coast. And it's going to cover all of America. Is going to be ablaze revival when our Lord returns. So have a great expectancy.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.